Thank you, Petrock, and hello. Tonight, one of the world's most famous war photographs, Robert Capa's Spanish Civil War image of a Republican soldier at the moment he was shot, has long been shadowed by suspicions of fakery. Does new evidence soon to be on view at the Barbican settle it, one way or the other? As an important new exhibition of the late works of Mark Rothko opens at Tate Modern in London, a composer, a poet and an artist tell us what Rothko means for them. And Kristen Scott Thomas, in an extraordinary performance as a recently released criminal trying to pick up the threads of her life in I've Loved You So Long. We'll be reviewing the film later. Now, as Tate Modern prepares to unveil its new exhibition of Rothko's late work, we asked three practitioners to reflect on what Rothko means to them. The painter Kate Dineen is the first woman outside India to learn the art of preparing the pigments used in Indian fresco painting. She's used the technique in multicoloured frescoes in London and in her own sculptures and installations, work in which she acknowledges the influence of Rothko's use of colour. Kate Dineen in the first of tonight's responses to Mark Rothko.
I saw my first Rothko in the Tate. I hadn't planned to be there. The room was dimly lit and there was a quiet in there that felt very different from the rest of the gallery. The paintings felt huge and like they were glowing and breathing. They had a primitive animal-like presence. And as I looked at them, it felt weirdly as if I was being pulled into the colour, as if it was somehow penetrable. I didn't think that I'd been very consciously inspired by Rothko. But when I was asked to talk about him and what he meant to me, I found a huge book in my studio that tells a slightly different story. It's in a really disgraceful state, covered in pigment stains and splashes, and virtually every page is thumbed and mucky. And I re-realised how I've looked at him over the years, and how he's a constant reference and reminder to me of what's possible. It's often the juxtapositions of different colours that brings each one, by contrast, to life. In Rothko, there's a real sensuality as you move or you're pulled through the blurred edges of one colour into another. The colours relate and vibrate against one another as if there's a chemical reaction going on. My work is all about pure colour and the relationship between colours. I use a fresco process that stems from India, so the colour is built up in a series of layers, from nothing into a large, solid form that becomes almost sculptural. It's deep, saturated colour that's built rather than applied to a surface that already exists, like paint. I'm passionate about colour which has a solid physical presence, almost monolithic, and colour that's so deep and glowing it looks like there's a light inside it, like it's actually living. I've spent a long time in India, and my experience of and passion for colour has been fed and inspired by the intensity and vibrancy and light and anarchy of colour there. I've rarely experienced manufactured colour as an almost living, pulsating energy like you see in the street, but it's there, in Rothko's painting, almost as a living organism, pure colour as form. If I'm building a big block of red, I probably use 10 or 12 or multiples of reds and other colours beneath that red to build up a depth to create a block of supposedly single colour. And the scale's important so as to fill even the peripheral vision of the onlooker, so nothing interferes or dilutes that vision. When you look at a Rothko and move in close so you lose the edges, you can see in the red and the orange and the purply black countless numbers of reds and oranges and purply blacks, and those colours bleeding into the next, not in a gentle, harmonious way, but in a discordant, uneasy way that you can feel uncomfortably in your spine. I have a visceral rather than a cerebral response to Rothko's painting. For me, colour is living and moving, not static. It has a life of its own, and Rothko, like no one else, uses paint to make colours live and breathe. Colours that have different weights, that stand away from one another, that seem to float, while another, set back from it, is somehow self-radiant. It's colour as substance. The paintings project a myriad of atmospheres that can be ominous and tragic, or violent and sexual, or joyful, or silent and strangely frugal and austere. These colours and combinations speak a whole encyclopedia of emotions to us, almost like music, so you become saturated with listening to it. For me, Rothko took colour from life and isolated it so it appeared undiluted and pure. He put one against another to give us its true sense. He embodies the force and emotion of colour and light, and paint was his medium to include us in his vision.
Kate Dineen.